I really want to do a
real the first year of El Tov Shinayan Ches still. And we're going to start from a new mitzvah. And we're not going to subject Yeshua here to what we should subject him to. We're going to give him until tomorrow night. We don't want to hit him with that. And we're going to start with mitzvah Chav Ches. And we're going to start with the chinuch. Mitzvah Chav Ches. Koach! Koach. Shalol ishtachlos avodah zara. We're going in the Rambam Shita that the second of the Aseres HaDibros are separate lavim. Right? Lo yeh lecho alehim acherim al panai. Lo sishtachle lehem velo sa'ogdeim. Lo sasa lecho pesa lecho temuna. And it's all separate lavim. Right? He had Chavav was not to believe in another power other than Hashem. Lo yeh lecho alehim acherim al panai. Chav Zion was Lo Sasa L'Chav Pesel. Chav Ches is now Lo Sishtach L'Elohem. Chav Tes will be Lo Sa'ovdeim, not to worship Avodah Zorah the way it's worshipped, no matter how crazy it is. And Chav Tes is... Yeah, that's Chav Tes. So according to the Ramban, we saw this is not the place of these Lavim. The Pasuk is just describing, it's an expanding on not to believe in another power, not to believe in Avodah Zorah, because you'll come to worship it, and you'll come to bow down to it. But the Lavim are found in other places in the Torah. So it really, according to the Chinuch Rambam, the Aseres HaDibros, again, is much more than 10 Isurim, much more than 10 mitzvahs, because the second Dibros right away split into four, according to the Rambam. So we're up to Chav Ches, and the Chinuch says, Sholei Shtachlos Avodah Zorah. So first of all, Avodah Zorah is called Sheyavo Zulosi Hakel Baruch Hu. Any entity that is an object of worship, called Sheyavo Zulosi Hakel Baruch Hu, Shenemar Lo Sishtach Velohem. Wait. So that's what Avodah Zorah means.
So
now, I'm sorry?
What's the really
pshat
of Sheyavet? Worship.
The Torah's words, Lo Sa'ovdeim?
Yeah, it says Lo Sha'ad, Lo Sa'ovdeim.
That's the next word, that's the next lav. And that's a lav of worshipping Avodah Zorah the way it's worshipped. Even if it's crazy, even if it's Zorah Gevim, Lamar Kulis, or Poras, or Lebal Pa'or. But that's the next Isser, the next mitzvah. This mitzvah is not to bow down to them. Now, the chinuch is going to say, "Okay, we'll see. We'll take it slow, because it's already it's the act of bowing down, even if you don't mean to worship it by bowing down. But bowing is like intrinsically worship, and that's aser, and that's what he brings down now. The ain perish hakosuv."
And Kosia Aved means anything that's worshipped by anybody, or
I don't. It's an object of worship. Now, if a person bows down to a stone, it just takes a stone in the street and bows down to it. I don't think he's over this Isser. If he bows down to it with intention to worship it, he might be violating Lo Yeh Lecho Elohim Acherim Al Ponoi. Because he's accepting this as an independent power other than Hashem, and it's Avodah Zorah. So he's accepting it. But the Isser of bowing down that he's going to say now, even if you don't mean anything by the bowing down, even if you mean to make fun of it by bowing down, you're spitting on the floor as you're bowing down. So that is only something that is an object of worship in general. It wouldn't be a stone in the street.
Like bowing down to money wouldn't be...
No, that we leave for people to do anyway. Kol sheyavol zulosi hakel baruch hu, shenemar lo sishtach l'elohem. We'll see that that's what it means. That it means something that is already worshipped by people, something that's an object of worship. Lo sa'ovdeim. Now, the ain perish hakosha. The pasuk does not mean lo tishtach ve'al menash la'avod. Don't read the pasuk as lo tishtachav Elohim below sovdeim. Don't bow down to them as a means of worshiping them. Shenilmod mimenu, and we would therefore then learn out from there. Shehishtachav levad shelo lekavonas avoda shelo yehi aser. That if your intention is not to worship them, it's not aser. That's not true. Bowing is intrinsically an act of iser. Shrei b'mokum acher nemar b'torah ki lo tishtachav el acher. And there it just talks about bowing. It doesn't talk about losa of deim. Don't bow. She also levad mishum tzad. It's categorically, objectively aser. For omnam somach aleha losa of deim loma hishtachavo yachas mitarke yoavoda. It's a means, it's intrinsically is a means of worship. It's inherently an act of worship. And that's why you over this lav and you get misa for bowing down to Avodah Zorah, even if it's not worship that way. Right? There's two dinim. There's worshiping Avodah Zorah, what's called the four ways, the four biggies, which are intrinsically usur. Even if it's not the derech to worship the Avodah Zorah this way, and that's shechting an animal for it, and hishtachavo, and haktara, I think, and zrikas dam, something like that, those four. So that's what's learnt out from lo tishtachav Elohim v'lo sovdeim, that this is inherently an act of worship, and you get misa for it, and even if it's not the derech to worship it that way. V'lamadnu mikan, and therefore we learn out from here, in Siyua Ksuvim Acherim, with all the Limudim and the Sachat Avoy Gezora, She'arba Avodos Heim, She'ekpido HaTorah Behen B'chol Avodah Zorah Sheba'olam. Torah forbade and is makbid on four methods of worship, because now we know that Shachavoa is an act of worship. It's intrinsically an act of worship, even if the Avodah Zorah is not worshipped that way. One of them is Ishtachavah. That's what we learn out. From the juxtaposition of Ishtachavah and Tovdeim, we learn out that it's intrinsically an Avodah, and therefore we learn out about slaughtering and Haktara, burning an offering, and Nisuch, and being Zorik Dam, or making Nisuch Ayayin. Okay. Shorish mitzvah zu yadua. Should be obvious. This is Avodah Zorah. This undermines Yiddishkeit.
Except it's not easy. It's like making fun of it, and it's not even the way it's worshipped. And
that's what he's saying. It's intrinsically that way.
So it's yadua. So the shorish is yadua. It's kind of like doesn't so much make sense.
Well, the shorish is not. You know, you can't take the exception and make it into the rule. Shorish is that it's intrinsically an act of worship. Bowing down, the idea of bowing down, by the way, is kniya. So we're learning from the above is kniya. Because Ishtachavah is, we're going to learn soon exactly what Ishtachavah is, but the simple meaning of Ishtachavah all over Tanakh is you're flat on the ground. Pishut Yadayim Raglayim. And it's an expression of bittul. I'm nothing. I'm like a worm. I'm low. I'm nothing. You have no height. There's no gaiven. I'm flat down. Dine Amitzvah Yogmahi Ashtachavah. We talk about the technicality. In the Pishu Yadayim Raglayim, which is usually the meaning of Ashtachavah, Om Mishah Sheyich Mashpanu Bekarka. Just, you know, you bow down and your face touches the ground. It's not what we do by Aleinu. That's nothing. We don't do anything by Aleinu. Or by Shon Esrei, for that matter. Even on Yom Kippur, we don't do Pishut Yadayim Raglayim. Or maybe some people do. I never saw anybody do it, but I think some people do it. And we do Kavishas Pana Bakarka. We really just touch our faces to the ground. We don't really do the real Ishtachavah. which is appreciate your diamond lion, spread eagle, one flat on the ground. If you have a splinter, a thorn, on the spazu or mose, you drop your money. If Nabu the Zora, you're not let it bend down to take them, to gather up the money, to take out the splinter. It looks like you're bowing to the idol. So, is this the Araisa? Is this the Rabbonon? I don't know. It's more in Avodah Zarah. Maybe we should look up the Rambam to see.
This is what happened with Chana and her.
That's the story. The question is, what does the Chinuch mean here? Does he mean, can I trouble you to get a Rambam?
Yeah, Rambam.
Look at Avodah Zarah.
Avodah Zarah.
It's in Madra. The question is if this is the Araisa. If you bend down to this din of bending down to pick up money or to take out a splinter, is that the Araisa, that it's intrinsically an act of Ishtachavah, or it's certainly only Drabonon, it's a Harchoka? What?
Why would it not be the Araisa then? We already said even if he's doing it visually.
You want to know why I'm a Supik? Because it's not, he's not really bowing down at all. He's not bowing down. He's bending over to pick up his money. Maybe that's not, maybe. You want to know why? Because maybe that's not even an act of bowing. He doesn't intend to bow. He doesn't, if he could pick up the money like without bending down, you know, that's, thank you. So the Rambam is in Perigimel. Halacha Zion. Yoshev lo kos, okay? Not to mention Nira ki mishtacha v'lo. Nira ki mishtacha v'lo. I vote to say it's the Rabbanon. Because the Rabbanon's description of is, it looks like you're bowing down.
You kind of didn't have to give up a kiss.
I don't know, it's just a gzeira. Yeah, it's near a kibishtachel, although I would say definitely.
He doesn't say.
What?
He doesn't say it's your bond, right?
I'm saying. The Rambam says, Nira ki mishtacha lelo. Noekes b'chol mokom u'b'chol zman, b'schorim u'vin akevos. Okay, it's a lav. Noivra leho, mishtacha lelo, shim avoy nizor ba'olo, mozovach, v'hikter, that's included. In other words, this is the prototype of the Arba Avodos. The lav of los mishtacha lelo hem is the prototype to the Arba Avodos, so that even if it's not the Derech Avoda, you still Mechuyav Misa. Ozovach v'hiktiv v'nisei chazorak v'meizet chayiv kores v'meizet niskal v'shogeg chayiv chatos v'bir mishpatei ha'onesh of skila is v'perek shvi misanhedrin.
Okay.
Okay, let's see that a minchas here.
There's a hill not far away from here. There's a monastery, a Christian monastery. There's a Christian monastery on the hill near Beit Shemesh, right?
A Christian,
a monastery, you know, a.
Okay.
And I know a policeman. They reported. I'm only saying this because it's a case of bowing down. They reported a theft. So the Beit Shemesh police sent two policemen to investigate the theft. So when they got to the monastery, so they were, one of them was asked to come into the monastery, you know, to to take down the case. But the policeman saw, to come into the entrance, you had to bow down. Right? What?
They make it low.
They had to bow down. And right opposite the door was a statue. So this person, he's a Beit Shemesh, traditional Jewish person. He felt that was wrong. So he turned around backwards. And he came in backwards first.
Yes.
So what happened in the end was the church filed a complaint and he got fired. They said he was Mevazeh then.
Wow. Where did you hear the story?
From him.
The guy that got fired?
Yeah, he became a taxi driver. He told me he worked for the police department for 20 years and he got fired.
Wow.
You should make a petition. How long ago did this happen? Is it too late already to make a petition? Maybe he had to be Michal Shabbos as a policeman, and now he doesn't have to be Michal Shabbos. It's not fair.
Beautiful.
Okay, Menchas Chinuch. But Grada, that's what the Magid Mishnah speaks out. When the Raman says, Nira ki mishtachve lavod zoro, the Magid Mishnah speaks out, and therefore if you turn around backwards, and you do it that way, so it's okay, because it's not Nira anymore. Now, it's very good what he did, but technically, I don't know if it was even called mishtachve. Like he had to bow down his head a little. No, he stood up for Yiddishkeit, and he was very.
It sounds like they have to make the door frame
so
that
right.
He should bow. So if, whatever he's going to do, it looks like he's doing it.
I'm not. To be technical, it's probably not hishtachavo, but it's still chil Hashem, and it's still giving in to what they're trying to do. He did good. I'll still sign the petition. But I'll even take him as a taxi driver. You have his number? You have a card? I'll use him. He's a mitzvah supporter. Anyway, so Nira Kavonas Harava Machaber. So the Minchas Chinuch is the one that puts forth the proposition that when something is intrinsically osur, like Yishtachavo, so it doesn't matter what your intention is. Nirek Avonos Arava Machaber Kamashik Osavti Le'el B'mitzvah Chavov She'alav Achiv Hazeh Aval Pi She'enu Obed Osa Klal. You don't mean to worship it. Rak Osa Osa B'derech Shok or Bizoyon. But that's not like, who asked before, it's not like scattering the money and picking it up. So that's not, you're not even meaning to bow. Here you're meaning to bow, but you're doing it as a joke, or you're kidding around, or Zion even, you're spitting maybe, but it's objectively also. That's what the Minchas Chinuch said. That's the Minchas Chinuch's Kiddush. That if we talk about an action that's intrinsically osur, like Yishtachavo, so it's osur even if you don't mean to worship it thereby. And even if you mean it there of Schok, or Zion. Mikomokom kachik zeres hakosuv, the osur laso slavo, the zora dover zeh. It's intrinsically, objectively, an act of iser. Yishtachavoya, bowing down, uchadoma, mearba avodos, the four biggies. Shechling, slaughtering an animal from the zora, throwing the dam, burning the meat, burning it, or nisuch, mayim, or maybe even mayim. The davka mi avodah zara. See, this is why, this is what I spoke out when we started learning it, it's something that's already, that we know as an avodah zara. Avodah v'sheinu avodah zara, you know, you pick up a stone, then, im osa advorim shalol l'shem kabolos alohus, you don't mean to accept that as a deity thereby, you mean it as a joke, bowing down. V'vada eino chayim, m'shem z'bar la'el. So it's, when you're doing it this way, then it is only something that's already perceived to be an avodah zara. But if you just pick up a rock and you bow down to it. So if you mean to bow down to it as worship, then it's taka also. But if you mean to bow down to it in this way of the joke, and if it's not already in Avodah Zorah, it's not also. That's Michal Spinoz Fiddish. He talked about this in the previous mitzvah. Okay. So this is what the Minchas Chinuch says in the first paragraph, that when the Isser is objectively Hishtachavoya, so then it's even if you mean it Derech Schok and Bizayon, because it's intrinsically an act of Isser, and that leads us to the ramification of only if it's already an Avodah Zarah, but not if you, if you pick up a rock and you decide to bow down to it, then it's only usher if you are thereby mekabel it belohus. But if you just bow down to it, then it wouldn't be usher. Okay. Beis. So everybody. Dine a mitzvah. So he starts off with the question of what's ishtachava? Is it pishut yadayim raglayim or touching your face to the ground? Ayin Rambam perek vav me'akum halacha ches echad ishtachavayim pishut yadayim raglayim oblo pishut yadayim raglayim. The Rambam says it clearly. Bishor sheyishpos pono bekarka niskal. Boom. Atkan l'shono. Chenu b'divri arva mechabal kamon mitzvashin mem tes. Even though here the chinuch doesn't really come down on one side of the Shaila, but apparently in Shin Mem Tes, he says that it's, you do not need Pishut Yadayim Raglayim to be over the love of Yishtachava, and even to get Misuf Yishtachava, once your face touches the ground, like we do on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, then you get Skila. That's enough Yishtachava for the this Isser. B'nei Rambam Mechalek Shom Baloch of Vav. Now we get Lomdus here. Lomdus. Zilinyan Alav Shol L'shtachlos B'gvulan Alevin Maskid. There's another Lav of Ishtachavah that's associated with Avodah Zorah, but it's not. You're not even bowing down to Avodah Zorah, you're bowing down to Hashem. But not to do it on a stone floor outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's called Evin Maskid, not to bow down. Now the Rambam Paskins in Haloch of Vav, that Isser, to bow down on an Evin Maskis, again, a stone floor outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam Paskins, who dafka b'pishut yadayim v'raglayim loke. You only get Malkus with pishut yadayim v'raglayim. Below pishut yadayim v'raglayim, ain't no elezer d'rabbonon. I ain't shown b'kesef Mishnah. Achlinyan avodah zorah ain't chilek, v'ain tzorek pishut yadayim v'raglayim. Okay, now they're both ishtachavah. They both in the Torah as Los Ishtachaveh. No, I think Ve'evin Maskus Lo Sasu Ba'artzachem L'Ishtachavos Olecha. I think that's the post of Ve'evin Maskus. But at the bottom, the word Ishtachaveh is used by both. But they have a different legal definition. For some reason, maybe we'll see the source. Maybe we'll figure out even a Svara. There's a difference between Avodah Zorah and Evin Maskus. They're both Yisurim to be Mishtachaveh by Avodah Zorah, the Rambam Paskins, just touching the forehead to the ground is enough to be Oiver. And by Evin Maskus, he Paskins, you need Tishu Yadayim Raglayim. What?
That's only by stone floors?
Yeah, but that's the lav. The lav is on stone floors outside the Beis HaMikdash. Evin Maskus, it's called.
Evin, wood floor would be okay. I mean, wouldn't be usher.
It wouldn't be usher with your eyes, sir. Minei din zeh, dishtachavoya levin maskis, mavur b'shas megillah chav bezom et bez, the be'inam pishut yadayim raglayim. The Rambam, in that halach, is not controversial. L'charis of a ferish of Gemara, that dishtachavoya for evin maskis is pishut yadayim raglayim, the below zeh lohav dishtachavoya klal. Ayin Shom, Tana Rabbanon, Kida is there, and Kriya, there's Kida, Kriya, Shnechavoya, so Pishu Yudai Raglayim. Shnemar Habonavo, Aniv Imchal, Achechal, Ishtachmos Lecha Orza. You're flat down on the ground. Ayin Rashi, the Ramaskal Orza, Vechenu Bishuos Tassayinam in base. So, it seems to the Gemara that the source that you need Pishu Yudai Raglayim for the Isser Ishtachavah on Evan Maskis is Pashut, the meaning of the word Ishtachavah. That the legal definition is Pishut Yadayim Vereglayim. Ask the Ben Chaschinuch and came, whoa, Tzorichion. Even the Chazal Londu. To me, Lus Ishtachavoya. Hamura Betorah. Pishut Yadayim Vereglayim. You learn it out from Havon Novo and even Chavachechel Ishtachavah Fachor. So, Imkain Minoli Larambam Dekan. How does the Rambam of Hukasora know? Where does he get it from? Chaya B'cholinyan. Afila B'loshit Yadayim Vereglayim. So, where does the Rambam come off saying that for the Isra of Ishtachavoya for the Zorah, which gives you Misa? You don't need Pishut Yadayim Vereglayim. L'chor the Gemara defines Ishtachavoya by Evan Maskis, but it defines the word Ishtachavoya as Pishut Yadayim Vereglayim. So where does the Rambam coming from to say that for the Isra of Ishtachavoya for the Zorah, you don't need Pishut Yadayim Vereglayim? Tafefshe lohavi Ishtachavoya klal. It's not, it shouldn't be called even Ishtachavoya, just touching your forehead to the ground.
Is Evan Maskis a form of Avodah Zarah?
No. Raku Derech Kovet, Kechibuk V'nishuk. That's what we would say it is. It's not Ishtachavoya, it's not technical Ishtachavoya. It's like Chibuk V'nishuk, you're showing it honor. Deinachayav Misa, Al Shalok Kedaka, Rak Balav, Kibavur Liel. Because the vision of the Herem Akorim didn't say. Because the vision does not source the Rambam's contention that to the Isra Ishtachavot Avodah Zorah, which is even if it's not Derech Avodosa, and you get Misa, does not need Pishut Yadayim Vereglayim. L'chora, logically, you should, because the whole limud by Evan Maskis, that you need Pishut Yadayim Vereglayim, seems to be the Gemara just using a pasuk to define Ishtachavah as Pishut Yadayim Vereglayim. So that's the definition of Ishtachavah. So where was the Rambam getting it? That for Avodah Zarah, it's not that way. Ach ve'emes mavur lehedya behurius avdalan amad aleph. We have a Gemara in Hurius. Horu Bezdin Ishtachavoyel Avodah Zarah Muteres. He's talking about the Bezdin really goofed big time. And they passed him something that's an Issacharis is Mutter. So the example there the Gemara gives is Bezdin Paskins Ishtachavoya Avodah Zarah Muteres Einam Chayavim B'Korban because to whom a furish B'Torah a Tzdukim Molden Bo. The Gemara there has a Yisod that a Bezdin makes a mistake in something that's really of a Farish Apostle. It's called Dover Shat Tzdukim Molden Bo. Dover Shat Tzdukim Molden Bo means it's in Torah Shavitzav. Tzdukim Molden is the Torah Shavitzav. But they, right, so they paskin it's mutter about down to Avodah Zarah. They don't have to bring a korban because it's not even called a horah because it's in contradiction to a pasuk. Tavush hatzukim bodim bo. Ah, avolim horu. But if they paskin the shachavoyah b'pishut yadayim v'raglayim chayav ublo pishut yadayim v'raglayim potter, this is the Gemara. But if they paskin, if their mistake was that they paskin that you need pishut yadayim v'raglayim for the Israel of the Zorah Ishtachavoya and below Pishut Yadayim Vereglayim Potter, then you bring a korban. So wait, you see Beferish, that's a mistake. That you are Chayav Koresh and Misa for without Pishut Yadayim Vereglayim. So really it's a Beferish Gemara. He didn't answer the question yet. Now it just becomes a steer in Gemara's, but at least he shows the Rambam's Makar is a Beferish Gemara in Urius. Hazeh Chayav B'Korban, V'cheinu B'Rambam Perikidalem Mishgagas Allah Chabez, and came before us, it's referring to the Gemara, the Chayavin Al Ishtachavoya, the bowing down to Avodah Zarah, Avilu below Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim.
So it's a steer in the Gemara?
Yeah, he didn't answer the question, he just showed the Rambam source. V'hu Chiyav Koresh, the below Chiyav Koresh in Abbez and Chayavin, so you see it's Koresh, you need it to be an Issacharis. So that takes care of that. That would be an obvious source for the Rambam. Kesef Mishnah is busy bringing sources to the Rambam. Why didn't he bring that? Find Rashi, Shom Bahurius, Avdalah, Malalev, Debriyamaskal, Ishtachavoyak, Siv, the Pishu Yudayim Vaglayim, and he brings the Pasuk, the Fib Rejus Yaf Yutes, or the Yishtachu Apayimars, I'm sorry, he brings a different Pasuk, to show that you don't need Pishu Yudayim Vaglayim. B'shulos Megillashim Nafkali B'shas Me'yishtachu V'cho'orisa. The Tzorachian Tzas, Loma Lohevi B'shas, Mikra HaKodim, V'yishtachu Apayimars, B'fayishu V'yayra, V'gam Temuli Alashaz Gufa. I don't understand the Gemara. He even did the Mekomos Anal in Shavuos, in Megillah. Yalfin and Dishtachavoya Lohavya Elam Apish Yudayim Raglayim. So now we just turn the question around on the Gemara. Emkein Minalam de Bavodu Zora Chayav Afilu Below Apish Yudayim Raglayim. How does the Gemara know it? If that's the legal definition, the definition of Dishtachavoya, as we see in these other Gemaras, so how does the Gemara know that indeed for the Isra of Ishtachvayla Badozora you don't need Pishut Yadayim Raglayim? Even the Kan Tziv Lo Tishtachav them. Zeres HaKadosh Hidavka Pishut Yadayim Raglayim. So how does the Gemara know it? Okay, we'll stop there. Can't do too much for first night. Okay, so Rav the Velule. Lule has the letters of the word Elo. Well, that's Kri and the Ksiv.
Kri and Ksiv. I don't know what happened to me. I was back then.
Okay, Yashikayach.